Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. I'm chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. Now, Mike, I'm following up on a news release that came out earlier this week, January 25th. It is the first drill result on this Eau Claire property from Fury Gold Mines, targeting this down depth extension. Now, I will be posting figure one below this interview, and it outlines where this initial drill hole B1, where it was located compared to the resource and the grade. The grade here, 1.2 grams per ton gold over 8 meters. This includes 3 meters of a little over 2.5 grams per ton gold. Mike, initially just take us through and remind everybody the strategy of the drill program down here and what this result is telling you, at least initially, about the potential here at depth of this depth extension.
Thanks, Corey, and thank you for having me back. It's important to remember overall that our goal for Eau Claire, and this really, you know, really provided the basis for us doing the acquisition of East Main, and certainly, you know, forms the basis in how we want to move the asset forward, which is to double the potential output of the project from 80,000 ounces that we have in the 2018 PEA to over 150 to 200,000 ounces per year as our internal target. And to do that, of course, we've kicked off the first 50,000 meters of an exploration program designed around outlining a minimum of 2 to 2.5 million ounces in the ground over the next, say, 24 to 36 months. We did recently put out some results from our very first hole we did at Eau Claire, which was a pretty aggressive step out. And we hit the structure at over 660 meters down plunge, as you pointed out, away from the deposit, heading to the east. The intercept contained the same quartz tourmaline veining and the associated alteration and as gold-bearing, as you said, 3 meters of 2.6 grams per ton, and that also contained a meter of almost 5 grams. So all of this is above cutoff grade and within the same statistical envelope as the resource itself, and I can say that we're very, very happy with this initial result.
Can you remind everybody what that resource is and compare the grades then of what you're seeing in this hole to the known resource, please?
The resource in the PEA was 1.3 million ounces at 6.5 grams per ton. When you increase the cutoff grade to 3.5 grams per ton, it's an 8 gram underground mining situation, right? And so, you know, since we're over 2.5 grams in that midsection of the 3 meters of this intercept, it's basically above PEA cutoff. Right. So again, from a statistical perspective, it would have made it into the PEA if you want to say it from that point of view.
So then in terms of this drill program, again, this is just the first hole out. And I understand you will be testing out this target A, target B, target C. Can you give us a little insight why you started with target B rather than any of the other targets, please?
We have targets, you know, A, B, and C, as you've outlined, to really test that 1 kilometer down plunge extension. Target array A is very close to the bottom of the resource, right? The bottom of the Eau Claire resource is actually 12 grams per ton inferred. And when a portion of that has actually been put into indicated at 10 grams per ton. So it's a nice high grade portion of the resource. Target array A is offset that around 150 to 200 meters. So we said, you know what, that's likely going to hit, right? And while that might give us some good results initially, we did want to show early to the market as we can that we're going to build scale here. Target array C is actually a kilometer out. And so, you know, with less information, the further we go away from the deposit, you know, we're unsure. And if we miss, given the periodicity of the high-grade pods, that wouldn't have been a good result to start with Fury with the first hole. So the team felt that if we go right somewhere right in the middle where we, you know, just have enough confidence to put in a drill array, given information, we can see that, you know, if we look at target array B and we go up dip to surface, we have gold at surface there at a project called Snake Lake. So, you know, that was the rationale for kind of starting with B and actually setting out, you know, panels A, B, and C, right? The outcome for B1 really provides, you know, an early indication that the deposit, in our view, does indeed extend to some extent, at least down to 660 meters to the east, as I've said, right? We have retasked a second drill to the extension, and so we're going to drill, again, A, B, and C. Next step for us is really to vector in on the high grade, right? Up in the resource, when if you were to have an intercept of the characteristics and the quality that we have with this one, you would just be on the fringe of one of these high grade pods. So going forward, then, you know, we have to vector in on those high grade, those intersection lineations between the Eau Claire primary shear and the secondary shears coming in that are actually allowing the system to host mineralization. So in the next few months, we're going to have 10 to 12 holes through that entire 1 kilometer extension, and then we'll have a lot fuller picture of what the Eau Claire resource looks like at depth. After that, of course, the work is pretty straightforward, right? You put 4 rigs on it, you drill out the down dip, add ounces, and continuously increase the value of Eau Claire as we advance it, right? I mean, it ultimately means, you know, to answer your question, it ultimately means that we can break apart the 2018 PEA into its pieces and rebuild the technical scope of the project. And it's something that, in our view, is going to be much larger, right? And so the next 24 to 36 months is going to be exploration to fill in that new development scope for Eau Claire.
Okay. Now, one other thing that I want you to address is your guys' strategy compared to some of the past management teams that have held this Eau Claire deposit. Because as I mentioned when we started talking, especially when you guys took over East Main, one of the arguments was that the company wasn't being aggressive enough in terms of stepping out. So one thing that you guys are doing, clearly stepping out and drilling this area that has never been drilled. How does that differ from the old strategy of what the other management teams used to be doing in terms of hopefully adding value and adding ounces to this resource?
East Main fell a little bit into what I call the PEA trap, right? And a lot of companies do fall into this. What happens is for whatever reason, whether it's intercompany reasons or you know, some banker telling a company that it needs to do a PEA now in order to get a valuation put on it is one thing, right? So you could be very careful if you're actually going to do a PEA, because once you do, you know you're on path to something. And a PEA, in my view, is just a snapshot in time, right? You do the PEA, that's great. It's in a binder, it's on a shelf, and then you move on, you keep drilling, you keep growing. And if you don't do that, you know, and in that vacuum, you know, the market can be pretty judgy. And so it'll come out and say, well, if there's no growth left, or people aren't talking about growth, then what you see is what you get, right? And you get a lot of market cover. People are getting very neutral on it. When you try to talk to people about, you know, upside, and then after that, when you're talking to people about like regional potential, you know, look at all these structures, look what we're doing out in the field. It just doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't add any value because you've been anchored down by something that you seemingly can't grow, right? And I think it's a mindset. I also think that when, you know, we have, you know, low gold and the market's down and it is becoming more difficult for junior miners to raise money, that just completely amplifies the problem, right? And you just, you know, if you can't fund growth, you can't identify it, you can't communicate it, and then the market can't value it, right? And so you get into this little spiral that you can't get yourself out of, right? You know, we are, as Fury, very, very lucky to have purchased the Eau Claire deposit in basically East Main because of the quality of the resource itself, right? The gem in that entire asset package was that resource, right? 1.3 million ounces or 1 million ounces, depending on the cutoff grade. 60% of it's in measured and indicated, as we've said, 900 holes put through it, 270,000 meters. So we have a beautiful data set. We have very, very high confidence in that resource, right? So we need to do two things. Fury is a company that wants to grow, and it wants to grow aggressively. At the same time, we want to shatter that view of what East Main was, and we want to shatter that view of what Eau Claire is, and we want to reintroduce overall the James Bay Gold Camp, right? Because it is an unbelievably prolific area of the world. I think Goldcorp knew that. Newmont knew that. The Troilus mine and the group that's down there trying to restart that mine also knows that. And the handful of companies that are sprouting up around Chibougamau, which is 4 hours down the highway from where we are, also know and understand that, right? And so in order to do that, you have to do these big step outs, right? You have to take a little bit of elevated technical risk in order to show the market and show our owners that, you know, Eau Claire is indeed not what you think it is. Right. And it takes a little bit, it takes some boldness and certainly a big vision to go out and do that. And I can tell you our technical team that's at site, most of which we inherited from East Main, are very, very happy now that we can, you know, they're allowed to kind of breathe a little bit and go out and really, you know, showcase their asset.
Hey, it's going to be an interesting year to see just what these drill results and the continued drilling yields in terms of trying to expand this resource and then continue to de-risk it. But even as you said, the main Eau Claire deposit, it's had a lot of drilling on it. It is already very de-risked. Mike, if you could just quickly update us on the cash in the bank to keep moving the drilling forward, and then also just summarize some of the news flow items that we or investors are going to be seeing here in the near term, please.
We have right now just under 18 million Canadian with cash and short-term receivables. So that's we're in good shape with a very, very strong treasury to get this out. So this, we had a nice result out. We have big plans this year, building our business in Quebec, a nice treasury to go with that. In the coming days, I say, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks, we're going to have our first batch of infill from Eau Claire out. So that's going to be a nice, also a nice news release. And then we have, you know, 5 to 10 holes that are infill and expansion holes that are in the lab, assays pending, and that will start coming out fairly consistently around mid-March. Right, there's quite the delay in the lab, as you've heard from many people, Corey, and so that's pretty much the timeline and milestones for Eau Claire. At Homestake in BC and up at Committee Bay in Nunavut, we have pretty exciting summer programs there. So 20,000 to 30,000 meters of drilling at Homestake. It's going to be the largest drill program that project has ever seen. Results from there are going to come out into the September conference season, so that's going to be quite nice timing to market with. And the same thing up at Committee Bay. We're going to go up there, subject to COVID restrictions, because it's obviously a very vulnerable part of the nation. 10 to 15,000 meters, very targeted. We're going to go in there, and as Mike Hendrickson would say, you know, it's going to be a bit of a surgical strike on some fairly mature targets. And as well, we're going to go and test some of the depth extensions of the Three Bluffs resource that we have, which is 1.2 million ounces. At over 7.5 grams. So it's pretty exciting. Results from our Nunavut work will come in October, November.
Okay, so a lot of news coming out. And again, remember, this company does not just hold one project, holds a handful of projects. And it sounds like you're working on advancing all of them, at least in the near term, though, going to be very interesting to see what the rest of these drill results yield at the Eau Claire deposit. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Mike and his team to address those. Mike, appreciate your time today. We'll be chatting again as some more news hits the market. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Corey.